I want to thank everyone for coming today. This is the second annual CEO Forum, and the philosophy behind the forum was really to sort of bring all the best and brightest emerging growth CEOs, pepper them with some industrial CEOs and old economy CEOs, and just network the hell out of it. And in the process, also gain some knowledge from some current issues that we'd like to talk about today. I'm going to give a quick speech on the state of technology in the state of in the city of Cleveland. I think you'll find it very interesting and fascinating as to what actually has occurred in a very short period of time. When I first took this job, I told someone, well, you know, I'm going to be the new tech czar for the city of Cleveland. And the reply back was, you can't do technology in Cleveland. No way. It's impossible. And if you look at these facts up on the board, there's 2,800 technology companies in the Cleveland metropolitan area. Nearly 11,000 employees, that's probably increased. Currently, we employ 7.5% of the total employment population within the Cleveland metropolitan area. Those revenues are a little low by City of Cleveland count. It's about $2.25 billion. It's the second fastest growing industry segment in the City of Cleveland. And if you look at just the deep knowledge that we have in all these industry segments, to give some perspective, those 2,800 technology companies are larger than the technology companies in Reston and Austin, Edina, Minnesota, as well as the Research Triangle. In fact, more research is being done in Cleveland at Case, UH, Metro, the universities, than at Research Triangle. And one of the things we're going to be talking about a little bit later in this presentation is that buzz. How do we get out to the national audience? All the exciting things that are occurring within the technology sector. Real quick, the Cleveland scorecard. It says 26 new companies have moved into the city of Cleveland since January 1st of 2004. Monday morning was a day of remembrance on 9/11. By 9:30, we had two additional calls, two new tech companies moving in, 80 new jobs. So we've got this unique momentum occurring in Cleveland that we haven't had in some time. I just listed some of the larger tech companies that have moved in, and School One and Telenet, Digino, Thoman Medical, and Juranoff. The city itself has invested $2.8 million in technology companies, ranging from startups to emerging growth companies, as well as projects. One of the projects being Idea Center, a $42 million tech hub right in Playhouse Square. The city has financed two of the floors in that development. Out of those 26 tech companies, 16 are in Playhouse Square. So we've got this very unique technology hub kind of developing around the Playhouse Square area. These 26 companies represent 650 jobs, probably growing in the double digits, very unique revenue growth. As I tell people, it's a very exciting time to be living in the city of Cleveland. What we'd like to do is attract these companies into our three entertainment districts, Playhouse Square, East 4th Gateway, and obviously the Warehouse District. Again, the 16 are moving to Playhouse Square. We've also created, and we have one of the tenants here today and a future tenant, is the E-Tech Hatchery on Euclid Avenue and East 14th. And for those of you who probably drive by it every day and don't realize it's there, it's that very unique 600 square foot glass hut on the corner of East 14th and Euclid Avenue. And in December of last year, CTIX, which was the previous tenant, left. And someone asked, Mike, why don't you go take care of this hut? Maybe it's an interesting thing. I said, what the hell am I going to do with a 600 foot glass hut? But interesting enough, now it's an incubator, and we're spreading that incubator out to two other cities. We're going into Brecksville, as well as on the east side. First Tech Development Idea Center, it's now 90% occupied. And we're going to be announcing very shortly two additional tech developments. So get excited about technology in Cleveland. Our second one, we're about to announce a $32 million development on East 13th and Rockwell. We have a signed tenant, first new commercial development, non-government, in downtown since the mid-90s. $27 million in committed capital. We're talking about an additional 500 to 600 new jobs at that particular location. The third planned development, which should break ground sometime in mid-2007, 2008, early 2008, will include a tech facility, a biotech hub, and between 200 and 300 new homes in the west side of the flats. So it just exponential growth in space, jobs, and living arrangements, which adheres to the philosophy of live, work, and play, which has always been the guiding principles of economic development for tech companies. We're going to bring you in, we're going to treat you right, we're going to find you a place downtown in an entertainment district. Your employees can walk outside 30 feet away as a place to play, and 100 feet away is where they can live. One of the best parts of my job, and the unintended consequence of working at the city, is we get to create buzz. And honestly, this region hasn't had enough great buzz in the last few years. You'll notice some of the events that we've had, the Red Room Dialogues, Intel Digital City announcement, the CEO Forum, Women in Technology, TechSync, always I put a plug in for myself, the Techstar Holiday Bash from last year, which was a crazy party at the House of Blues, but nonetheless, about 1,300 people have attended these events, so we've getting some great coverage there. And I want you to feel that the city of Cleveland is the best place on the planet to do business, and we'll do anything we can to get you into the city.